I've heard it said before that the definition of self-discipline is somebody who can ignore a ringing telephone. But I guess it is easier to ignore a ringing telephone if you know who's calling and that you really would rather not talk to them at this particular time. Caller ID is not new, and indeed there are lots of talking caller ID devices around the place. The program that we're about to review is not new either. It's something that I've kept an eye on for a number of years now and thought, well, I must get round to trying to install that sometime. Not only did I download it and have a play, but I was so impressed that I actually got a modem again. I haven't had a dial-up modem for quite some time. So if you're looking at going to a broadband connection and perhaps throwing your modem away, well, if your modem is caller ID capable, you may just want to keep that modem connected to your machine for quite a long time to come. The program we're looking at is called Talking Caller ID. You can find it on the web at www.talkingcaller.id.com, and that's all one word. The program is shareware. You can purchase the latest version for $39, or if you want to pay $69, you can get lifetime upgrades. It seems like a pretty worthwhile deal because they're already up to version 6 of the product and new versions of it come out regularly. It's a piece of shareware. I found registering it very easy. You just fill in the form, and I got my registration number within an hour of having registered. I was really impressed with that. So what does Talking Caller ID actually do? Well, as the name suggests, it gets caller ID information from your modem, so you do have to have a caller ID capable modem, and then it speaks it. Now, there are lots of things you can do with this program, which we're going to show you. It will speak the phone number if it doesn't have anything else that it can do. But you can also assign messages to each person calling, so you can have it say, Dick, for example, if your boss is calling, or whatever you wish. You can also record outgoing messages, which is quite useful in a situation where you want a particular person to receive a particular message. It can send you email with a voicemail message attached if you're away from your PC and you want to keep getting your messages. It can page you if you have a pager and do a number of other things that we're going to show you. This is one of those programs that is just a whole heap of fun to play with. This is a great toy, but obviously it's very functional as well. And I found it useful in my business, for example, when I'm often receiving phone calls, but I might be in the middle of recording something like main menu. And if the phone goes, I can immediately now hear who's calling, make the decision about whether I should take that call now, move on if I don't want to, and voicemail built into the Talking Caller ID program will handle it. You can also do some rather groovy things like block people by phone number, and you can also block people who don't present their caller ID information and play them a message. So as you can see, it's a well-developed, very mature application. I'm going to put it through its paces now. One thing I should warn you about is that every single sound file is customizable, and I've done that simply because I thought it would be a bit of a hoot to do that. So all the messages have been re-recorded by me in this program. If you want text that you enter, for example, you can enter a text description of the person calling you, then you will need to use Microsoft Agent or the components, if you don't have it already, are available through links on the Talking Caller ID website. I actually didn't have any call for Microsoft Agent before now and installed it from the Talking Caller ID website without any difficulty at all. The machine we're running here is Windows XP. It's a Pentium 2.26 GHz machine. And we're running the latest beta of JAWS for Windows 4.5 at the moment. We'll go to the Start menu.
Windows Catalog.
W.
And go down to Programs.
Accessories sub.
T for Talking Caller ID.
Talking Caller ID sub menu.
T.
Help file.
H.
The help file is comprehensive, and what I did was convert that into an RTF file using a converter program that I have, and then copied it over to the Braille note so that I can reference it whenever I need to. It would be nice if they would include on the website a way to download the documentation file as an RTF file or a text file or a Word document or whatever. Now we'll down arrow.
Order form.
Oh.
So you can order it from here.
Read me file.
R.
Talking Caller ID.
T.
And that's the Talking Caller ID program. I actually do have this in my startup group, but I've unloaded it for the purposes of this demo. I'm going to press enter.
Start button.
And Talking Caller ID has started. Because of the way that I have it set up, it's been minimized to the system tray, and it's up and running. If you're running the evaluation copy of Talking Caller ID, you will get a screen where you'll have to choose the I agree button, and you do have to back tab to get it. If you start forward tabbing around, it doesn't seem to give focus to the I agree button, but if you miss it, you can use your screen reader's review cursor to locate the I agree button and left click on it. And then you'll be in Talking Caller ID. I'm going to bring up the system tray.
Dialogue.
In ZF11 and JAWS, it would be in ZS and WindowEyes.
Talking Caller ID, Z program files, Talking Caller ID key.
It's the Talking Caller ID icon, and it's starting to tell me the name of the data file that I have open, because you can have multiple data files if for some reason you want to do that. I'm going to double-click on the Talking Caller ID icon by pushing Alt with D.
27226-6736.
And that's now put us in a list of phone numbers that have called, and I can up and down arrow.
348-8126.
And it's going down through numbers that have called me. And it will tell me how many rings they were answered after. For example, if I up arrow.
27226-6736. 8/14/12:54 p.m. 5 RNG.
Five rings, and it actually went to voicemail after five rings, because that's when I've got the voicemail to kick in. So it's a pretty standard screen. If I tab through the screen,
log to file button,
we can log this to a file.
View log button, erase log button, clear display button, number rings list box.
And now we're back into the main list view. There are all sorts of features in this program, and one of the things that really did impress me was that they are aware of blind users who use screen readers. One of the first things that you'll probably want to do is set this up. It will try and look for a TAPI, a TAPI compatible modem, and this is a standard that's in Windows that allows various applications that use modems for voice or data or fax to share information, to share the modem appropriately. And it also means that you don't have to spend so much time as you used to bothering with all those fiddly initialization strings like we used to in the good old days, where you used to have to know the Hayes command set backwards and forwards. You don't really need to do that anymore. I'm going to press F7, which is the shortcut key to get me straight into the settings.
Dialogue. Local area code added. 6.
The first thing it's asking me for is the local area code, and in New Zealand it's just 6. That's my area code. We'll keep tabbing through.
Find button. Caller ID com portal tape device combo box. U.S. Robotics 56K message.
So we now have the device that you want the Talking Caller ID program to use. I guess it's feasible that you have a number of modems on your machine, or you may not want to use TAPI. You can actually go up.
9, 8.
Now we're going through COM ports here.
7, 6, 5, 4, 2.
So I'm on COM 2 now, which is what this modem is connected to. And in theory, if I wanted to set this up manually and with my own initialization strings and leave the TAPI system out of it, I could do that.
1, 0.
I don't know why it's zero, but anyway, we'll go down to
8, 9, U.S. Robotics 56K message.
There are other options.
RAS PPPoE line 0000.
Not quite sure what that is.
RAS VPN line 0. 1 minute per L2TP. LPT1. If conf line.
So you can use all sorts of
H323 line
options here. But we'll just go back to the US Robotics. The US Robotics message modem, which is the one I've just bought, is actually quite a nifty device, because it allows you to use it as a speakerphone, and it will store faxes and messages in the modem itself, even when the computer is switched off. So it's a nice modem. Another reason why you may want to fool with some of these options to do with COM ports and TAPI devices is that it is possible to set up Talking Caller ID so that it's working with more than one hardware device to monitor more than one phone line. Lots of houses are two-line houses these days. And if you want to have Talking Caller ID look after both of them, then you're either going to need to find a multi-line Caller ID device that's compatible with Talking Caller ID, or maybe you can use a couple of modems, or these little plugs that you can get. I think they cost about $99 US, that can be bought from the Talking Caller ID website. So it is possible to have more than one line on here. Another approach that you can use for this purpose is to run multiple instances of the Talking Caller ID software. We've just made the choice there, so we'll keep tabbing through.
Find button. Data file full path name edit. Program file talking caller ID talks at .net.
This is the data file in which information about your callers and the WAV files to play, etc. is stored.
Find button. Text editor full path name edit. See Windows Notepad.exe.
Now, this is like a little mini call center application in some ways. I mean, I wouldn't suggest that you could probably use it in a full call center, but you might be able to actually do that if you interface it with another program. And this is probably as good a time as any to talk about the fact that there are ways of passing information from Talking Caller ID to other applications. And if you go on the Talking Caller ID website, you can actually see some examples of how you can pass Talking Caller ID information to Excel and a number of client management packages. So it could be the front end in a call center situation, but even built in, you have this notes feature. You can program it so that if somebody calls you, a set of notes will pop up that has been assigned to that particular number, which is brilliant if you're in a situation where you're speaking with sales clients, let's say, and a good salesperson will always try and remember something about their clients, and so you can keep a note that that his wife's called Jenny or something like that, and what the children are called, and the notes will immediately pop up, and you'll have all the information on the screen. You can make a list of things, you know, I must ask so-and-so about that next time they phone. And next time they phone, up pop the notes, and there they are. And this is the editor in which the notes will pop up, and it's notepad.exe by default. If you're a JAWS user, you may want to change that to HJPad if you've become familiar with it.
Enable call blocking on port checkbox checked.
Now, do you want to enable call blocking? This is checked by default. And this is all related to whether you want to add calls to a blocked call database, which we'll come to you later.
Combo box, U.S.
And that's the port in which it will do the blocking.
Do not announce blocked calls, checkbox not checked.
So you can even have it just not tell you about the blocked calls altogether.
Blocked calls with no caller ID information, checkbox not checked.
So this will play a message to them if caller ID isn't presented if you check this box.
Window size of you are receiving a call pop-up screen combo box. Show notes.
All right, that's the window size of the you are receiving a call dialog, and we'll come to that a bit later.
Number of seconds to display you are receiving a call pop-up screen combo box. 7.
That's the number of seconds that the dialog will display that shows you that you're receiving a call. There are actions that you can perform from that dialog, such as transferring to speakerphone, popping the call over to voicemail immediately, even before the said number of rings, and a number of other options that we'll come to.
Wake up screen saver on ring checkbox checked. Number of days to display combo box. All. Activity log to file on startup checkbox not checked. Reverse name when it contains a comma checkbox not checked. Automatically pop up existing notes checkbox not checked. Maximize pop up note window checkbox not checked. Number only caller ID service checkbox checked.
Well, that's what we have in New Zealand. You don't have name and number information, so if you only have the number being presented, you will have to check this box.
Tell new calls on screen with photos checkbox not checked.
So there's a lot of configurability in here.
Print caller ID information directly to printer as calls are received checkbox not checked.
Quite handy if you're keeping a log of who's called you.
Start program minimize checkbox checked. Eliminate splash screen for registered users only checkbox checked. Minimize when you click the X on the control box in the upper right checkbox checked. Save button.
Now, I think if I keep going.
Cancel enable vision impaired option to put text on graphical buttons checkbox checked.
There we go. Enable vision impaired option. So I understand that what this will do is if you check it, it puts little, very tiny bits of text on the graphical labels that the screen reader can see. And this is particularly true when you go into the recording, I understand, and playing dialogues to customize the different messages. In previous versions, in earlier versions anyway, there were some issues with that speaking. Now, what's amazing about this is that that's just the first tab. This is not quite a standard multi-page Windows dialog, because when you are tabbing around, you don't actually get to the series of tab controls. So unless you read the manual, you may not necessarily know as a blind person that there are other tabs on the screen. But there are quite a few, and you can find them with your screen reader's review cursor.
JAWS.
If I go in now,
hit start button, start
I'm just
button,
looking for
page,
them.
General tab, audio tab, dial tab, format tab, email tab, page tab, voice tab, misc tab, set of tab.
See, there are a lot of tabs, actually, and we are just on the general tab. You can, however, control tab between the pages. So if I press control tab now.
Dialogue. Use text-to-speech for names when there is no sound file. Combo box. Yes.
And now,
audio settings talking call.
We can do a window title and it will tell us that we're in the audio settings. So that's probably the easiest way to get around it. Now we're on to audio settings, and this is governing whether text-to-speech will be used, and, well, you heard the prompt. We'll keep moving.
Use recorded sound WAV files for announcing names. Combo box. Yes.
Yes, indeed, and we've got yes.
No.
No, and...
Twice.
Twice.
Each ring.
Each ring. So that's good if... you might want to have it on each ring if you're in a really busy situation. Every time the phone rings, every time there's a ring, it will repeat the person who's calling you.
Yes.
So we'll set it back to yes.
Always say phone number even when name is announced. Combo box. No.
So, you may want to hear the name and the phone number. If you don't, then you can set this to no, which is the default.
Say incoming call when phone starts ringing. Combo box. No.
Right, but you can have it say incoming call if you like.
Say long distance for long distance calls. Combo box. No greeting.
Now, at the moment, I've got that on no greeting. I actually want to set it to no.
Always. Never.
Never. Okay. I don't like it
no
saying
never.
Never. So, it will say long distance by default only when there's no greeting associated with the number that's calling you. But you can change that as I just have.
Say state from which a long distance call is originating. Combo box. No greeting.
And that doesn't work in my situation. I guess I can configure the database to do that, but I haven't at this point, and obviously it's configured for the US, and I'm not there.
Include major cities when announcing state checkbox not checked. Don't use WAV files for numbers checkbox not...
That business of including the major cities is obviously going to work in the United States, where there's a database of cities by, I guess, the first three digits of the phone number. And that's quite a useful feature. You can turn that on if you wish to. You can also have it not use WAV files for numbers, and I presume that if you check that, it would use the Microsoft Agent voice instead. But I've actually recorded WAV files with numbers. They do also come with the Talking Caller ID program by default. It's an American female voice who is doing the recordings.
Reverse speech for names. Note business names will not be reversed. Checkbox not checked.
I don't want to reverse them.
Say welcome greeting. Checkbox not checked.
If you check this, and it is checked by default, by the way, it will say welcome to Talking Caller ID when you first run the program. Because I have it loading at startup, I don't really want it saying that every time I start the computer.
Say exit greeting. Checkbox checked.
Every so often I found myself inadvertently shutting this program down when I thought that I was getting out of a window. So I have left that exit greeting turned on, and it just says, thank you for using Talking Caller ID as the program exits to verify that you're out of the program.
Turn audio off from checkbox not checked.
You can specify a time between which you will not have the audio on. If, I guess people are asleep, for example.
Hide character after talking checkbox checked.
Okay.
These are to do with the MS Agent characters, like Merlin, that you will want to hide, probably, when they're not needed.
Show and hide character fast checkbox checked. Leave character on screen when program is minimized checkbox not checked. Disable idling state eliminates pause when the call comes in and idling sounds checkbox checked. Do not use Microsoft Agent when playing WAV files. Checkbox checked. Select character button. Character settings
button. So you can select your character. There are lots of Microsoft Agent characters. I think the default one is Merlin the Wizard, but there are others.
Pitch combo box. Default. Size of character left right scroll bar. 49 reset button. Enable voice and language checkbox not checked. Test button.
And I've tried to disable Microsoft Agent as much as possible.
Volume control settings, test button. Volume control settings, volume for text-to-speech output, test volume for test button. Volume control settings, volume for text-to-speech output, test volume for recorded readings, test windows, master volume control, test left, right.
So, there are all sorts of testing options for audio
save
in here.
Button.
And then the save button.
Cancel, use text.
Cancel button, and we're back to the front again. I can also then just press control tab
one.
To get to the next pane.
Dialing settings, talking caller.
And this is dialing settings. I won't go through all of these because there are a huge number of options that we have, but this governs dialing. You can also have it return calls, for example, just by hitting, I believe it's the F9 key when you're over somebody who's called you. You get a list of people who've phoned. And if you were out, you can just arrow to the person who calls, push F9, and we'll dial it for you. This governs things like what your prefixes before you dial a long-distance number and that kind of thing.
1-100.
Now we're on to the next one, which is
formatting settings.
Formatting settings. And I did find this a little bit perplexing. I've tried this with both JAWS and WindowEyes, and I've played with the sensitivity setting in the advanced control of the configuration manager in JAWS that determines the sensitivity of JAWS looking for form field labels, but it either speaks way, way, way too much or nothing. So I guess one thing I could do is go through this painstakingly and label each field using the frame manager system that they now have, the prompt creator, and also WindowEyes has a similar thing. So in both screen readers you can do that, but I haven't yet. And this page, if you can get your head around it, you may need a bit of assistance, but I think in the US it's pretty much okay anyway. This is probably more of an international issue than anything. But it governs the way that area codes and numbers are formatted. For example, when we get a caller ID string here, it's just the number, it's just the area code of one digit followed by a seven digit number. And I had to configure the Talking Caller ID program to understand that that is what happens here, so that it differentiates correctly the number from the area code. But it's doable. I would like to see the screen a bit redesigned, because it is quite tough to use with speech because of all the verbosity. For example, if I just tab now.
Telephone number formats including international numbers. The following options allow you to configure the program for international use. Caller ID usually sends the area code and phone number all together in one number. Therefore, in the United States, the phone number is usually 10 digits long, which consists of a 3-digit area code and 7-digit phone number, which is shown below as 123-123-45-67. Any 10-digit numbers received will be formatted as per the settings for formatting for 10-digit phone numbers. You can choose the formats for 8, 9, 10, and 11-digit phone numbers. For all phone numbers of 7 digits or less, your local area code will be added as a prefix and then formatted as per the settings below. Below each format, you can specify an alternate format for area codes beginning with a specified number. Formatting for 8-digit phone numbers except below 1-123-45-67 for area codes beginning with format like 1-123-45-67. Formatting for 9-digit phone numbers except below 12.
You see, it's speaking one heck of a lot. You can't actually easily tell what field you're in. With a bit of messing about with your screen reader's mouse cursor, it's doable. But when you tab between the fields, it's saying way too much. I'm going to press Control Tab to move on to the next pane.
None. Dialogue.
What are we in now? Let's check the window title.
Email settings, talking caller ID.
Now, this is quite groovy.
Cancel.
Let's have a look at this.
Email which calls combo box. None.
Email which calls? Well, let's have a go at setting this up.
All.
All.
Selected.
Selected.
Not excluded. Voicemail.
So, if somebody leaves you a voicemail, let's say, then you can have it emailed. If you're on the road and you have a high-speed internet connection, mobile, which is becoming increasingly available now, then you can get the voicemail sent to you as an attachment, which we'll come to later. So I'm going to set it to that and press tab.
Method for sending email combo box. Your email program.
And we've got different options here.
Supply DLL program.
All right, we'll choose supply DLL program, I think, just for the heck of it.
To email address as added.
And we'll set it to send to jonathan@mosen.org.
To email address as added. jonathan@mosen.org.
And press tab.
To recipient's name as added.
Now this is where you can put the actual name of the person that you're sending the message to. And in both of these last fields, you can separate the information with semicolons so you can send to multiple people, multiple email addresses. I just put Jonathan Mosen in here and press tab.
From email address or name added.
And, okay, we'll just say talking caller ID because that's something easy to filter on.
SMTP server address added.
And I'll put my SMTP server in here.
Minutes to wait before sending combo box. 1.
That's fine.
Format combo box. Subject and body.
What options do we have here?
Subject only. Body only. Cell phone format. Sprint cell phone. Custom.
So you can send to a cell phone, of course. Anyway, we'll choose
subject
and body, which is the default.
Custom button. Number of retries before aborting combo box. 5.
It will try 5 times before giving up.
Number of minutes to wait between retries combo box. 2.
It's fine.
Do not close COM port when sending email for LANs and SID plugs. Checkbox not checked.
Well, no, we don't need it to close the COM port, so
check.
We'll check that.
Hang up dial-up networking connection after sending email. Checkbox checked.
And we're not going to be using a dial-up networking connection, so we'll uncheck that just to be safe.
Send email for private number calls. Checkbox not checked. Send email for an avalanche call.
I think we would want send that, yes, because we want to get all voicemail.
Check.
Send email for an avalanche calls. Checkbox not
checked.
Yep, we'll check that.
Send email for calls blocked by the program. Call blocking must be enabled. Checkbox not checked.
No, we'll leave that unchecked.
Create email debug file named mailbook.txt in program directory. Checkbox not checked.
No, we won't debug at this stage, but it's nice to know that we can if there are problems.
View button. Turn email off room. Checkbox not checked.
No, we don't want to turn email off.
Saturday checkbox not. Sunday checkbox not checked.
These are the days that you can turn email off from.
Exclude calls from email when phone rings. Checkbox not checked.
No, we'll leave that unchecked.
Send email when voicemail arrives. Checkbox checked.
And now we're back. So we will press Control Tab to move on to the next lot of options. And we will try all these things later.
None.
Now we're on to
paging settings.
Paging. This is a similar situation. If you have a pager or a beeper, you are able to have the talking caller ID automatically contact your pager to let you know that a message has been left on the phone line that it's monitoring.
Dialogue. Voice settings talking.
Now we're on to voice settings. Some good stuff in here. Nope. Again, we have some issues with it speaking a bit too much.
Enable voice message to incoming caller requires voice modem with tapey. Checkbox checked.
You want to make sure that this is checked. I actually wasn't as meticulous as I should have been when I started using this program at reading the manual. And I would wait for the voicemail to come on and it would answer. And then there'd be absolute silence. And I kept thinking, what's wrong with this? I'm going to have to write to the author. And it was obviously something wrong with me. I didn't check the settings. And way over here, you have to check the voicemail option to be enabled, which it isn't by default. So you have to go in and enable it for the voicemail to work.
Answering machine configuration. Enable voice message to incoming. Z handle private calls as follows. Handle unavailable calls
okay,
as
now you
follows.
See,
answer which other.
This is where we're getting into a situation where there's lots of verbiage and it's not clearly telling me what field I'm in. I'm going to use my review cursor now.
Top page up. General answering machine configuration.
To look at the screen.
Check mark. Enable voice message to incoming caller requires voice modem with tapey. Checkbox checked.
Fine. We'll keep moving down.
Handle private calls as follows. Answer like a regular call. Scroll down simple.
That's no problem.
Handle unavailable calls as follows. Answer like a regular call. Scroll down simple. Answer which other calls or calls. Scroll down simple.
Yes.
Answer calls after 5. Scroll down simple. Rings or corner. Answer when caller ID is received. Checkbox not checked.
So I can set the number of rings that the voicemail will answer after. At the moment, it's set to 5 rings.
Corner toll saver answer after set if new voicemail else after number of rings above. Checkbox not checked.
The toll saver is a good feature. If you're going to be away for a long time, you turn this feature on, and if messages are waiting, it will answer after the caller ID information has been presented, rather than waiting the 5 rings. That way, you can call in if you want to clear your voicemail remotely, and if you hear it ring, say, 3 or 4 times, knowing that it's going to be answered on the 5th ring, you can hang up, because by then the caller ID information will have been presented, and you haven't got voicemail. So that's why they call it toll saver, because you wouldn't have incurred any charges because you hung up before it answered, knowing that you don't have any voicemail.
Check mark. Enable incoming message recording 1. Checkbox check. Check mark. Enable caller ID playback 2. Checkbox checked.
You can record an incoming message, which is quite excellent, and you can also, when people are dialing in remotely, have it tell what number they're calling from, which we'll demonstrate a bit later.
Maximum recording length 5 minutes. Scroll down.
I've set that to 5 minutes.
Enable paging 3. Checkbox checked.
So the maximum recording length is 5 minutes for a message. That's because I don't really have any problem with hard disk space anymore. And if people really want to say things, let them say it. That's what I say.
Attach voicemail to email notification of new voicemail. The option to checkbox checked.
Right, so it's attaching voicemail when it sends email, which is very cool, and we'll look forward to playing with that.
Checkmark send email when voicemail arrives must be checked on the email tab. Checkbox checked.
So it's now sending email when voicemail arrives.
Password for retrieving voicemail.
Okay, that's the password for retrieving voicemail. For the purposes of this demonstration, I've set it to the default of 1234. I will set it back again after.
Mail, press 7 or star when calling inch. Minutes between voicemail alerts 0 is off 5 scroll down simple using screen and voice scroll down simple. Corner do not hang up when disconnect indication is received checkbox not checked. Corner record voice message automatically caller does not have to press 1 checkbox not checked.
At the moment, you're presented with a little menu after the message that tells you to push 1 for leaving a message. That's because you can also push other options, which you can include on the menu if you wish, but by default they're not included, and we'll show you that in just a second.
Corner for blocked calls, use custom announcement instead of blocked message checkbox not checked, telemarketer eliminator.
I haven't had a play with the telemarketer eliminator, but I think it's capable of sending the beep 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 message that will hopefully put telemarketers off, but you might want to have a play with that.
The program,
because in New Zealand, we don't recognize that noise anyway, unfortunately.
The program can send special tones to telemarketers auto-dialers, which instructs them to remove your number from their calling lists.
There we go, that's exactly what it does. How about that?
Configure telemarketer eliminator button. Recording for a selected caller button. Standard recordings button. Voice
now, there are other features here which we will get to in other parts of the review, so we'll keep going.
Dialogue. MISC settings talking
call. And we've got some MISC settings
broadcast
here.
Caller selector for main call log and com port. Broadcast a network message when new call arrives button.
And this is a feature that I want to know more about. You can broadcast a message across your network if you have a home network. That means that you don't have to be by your PC to hear when a new call arrives and what the number is. That's really amazing.
DDE support send phone number to another application button. Advanced modem settings use only if standard settings don't work button. For shell or ISU PC caller ID plugs and Oz calling boxes only button.
There is a Talking Caller ID plug, or a Caller ID plug that you can buy through Talking Caller ID, which means that you can use this software even if you don't have a Caller ID capable modem. So if you're interested in that, more information is on the website.
Data file sharing between two or more computers button.
This is the feature that I was talking about earlier, where you can share data between applications. It would be ideal if you're in a call center situation and you want to hear who's calling in and then perhaps pass that data over to a client management package or even Excel. As I said, there's a demonstration of that. Another feature that's in this particular tab of the Talking Caller ID program is a remote control configuration option. And when you go in here, it allows you to configure a separate add-on. It's not part of the Talking Caller ID package, and even if you purchase lifetime upgrades, you still purchase this separately because it's an entirely separate program. I'm not even sure whether the author of Talking Caller ID is responsible for this one, but it is a remote control for Talking Caller ID. It costs, I think, around about $20 to buy. It's only at version 1.0, and you can download a shareware version of it to give it a go if you want to. What this will do is when it's installed and configured, you can dial in to your phone number, and it's all handled by the Microsoft agent. It answers the phone, and it presents you with a little menu. And the menu allows you to find out who's called you, so you can get a list of all of the numbers that have called. That's ideal if you really do need to know everybody who's called and they may not leave a message. Isn't it annoying when you get people who haven't left messages on answer phones and you know someone's rung and you can't work out who? Well, provided that they haven't blocked their caller ID information, you can get that information remotely with the Talking Caller ID remote control software. Also, you can use this add-in to look up your phone book that you build up using the Talking Caller ID software. You use the touch tone keys on your keypad to enter the first couple of letters of the name, and it starts speaking them to you and will give you phone numbers, etc. So for some people, this will be a nice little add-on. There is a link to it at the talkingcallerid.com website.
Save button.
I'm going to save everything now and get out of here because I don't think there's too much more to... Or let's just keep going.
Dialogue.
No,
yes button.
What is it saying here? No, I don't want to configure the modem.
But so let's just... Clear is erase lock view block number rings list box.
All right, we're out of there. So
desktop.
Hopefully that saved all those settings that we just made. Now that we're in the main Talking Caller ID screen, I've just switched to beginner verbosity because I've stopped quite a bit of material from being spoken to me in this program. But I want to show you the menu bar. It's a fairly standard one. If I push the Alt key.
Menu bar. File. Edit.
Up.
View.
Alt D.
Databases.
Alt D.
Dial.
Alt D.
Tools.
Alt T.
Voicemail.
Alt M.
Help.
Alt H.
Nice comprehensive menu bar across the top. and we'll show you some of the features in this as we go along, because I'm really keen to show you what it's all about. Now, I have my cell phone here, and the first thing I'm going to do is make a call to the line on which Talking Caller ID is all connected and running with it. So we'll get this is a Samsung SCH-M105 that I reviewed on main menu a wee while ago. So if I open the flap,
who would you like to call?
It asks me who I'd like to call, and I'm going to dial 06-3488-127 and push send. And listen to what happens.
You are receiving a call Talking Caller ID dialogue.
2-2-6-6-7-3-6. All right, so what's happened here is that we've got the speech chatting away, and I do need to do some more work on the verbosity, but you heard the phone number being spoken, and it's gone to voicemail. I've just hung up on it for the time being. But there we have it recording my cell phone having it phoned in. And I can obviously tap the control key so that we don't get that verbosity, but I'm going to work on just silencing it altogether. I have done a lot of that, actually, if I change back to the advanced verbosity. So I'll do that
just
now, actually.
Showed you the
menu bar. Now, if I look on my list here,
27226-6736.
That's my cell phone number.
42-37-PM5RNG.
And it shows that it was answered after 5 rings. Now what I'd like to do is make that a bit more personal. The first thing I can do is go into the databases menu with Alt-B.
Names lookup database. Add selected item to names database.
I want to add the selected item to names lookup database. So I'll push enter.
Dialog. Edit. 27226-6736.
The phone number.
Phone number with area code edit. Edit.
But I'm actually in, when I first get in there, I'm actually in the name field, although it doesn't actually tell me that. So I'm going to type in Jonathan's mobile. Oops, doesn't quite fit. Okay, quite a limited amount of space here, so
blank.
I'll put Jonathan's cell. That'll do. And push enter.
Replace all names with this number dialog. Would you like to replace all of the existing names in the CallerAid database which has the same phone number of apostrophe 27226-6736 with the new name of apostrophe Jonathan Cell? Yes button.
Yep, I would.
Dialogue. Number rings.
So now when I look through the list,
Jonathan Cell 27226-6736.
It's given it a name. Now, rather than hearing that phone number calling in all the time, we can assign a message. So to do that, we will go into the edit menu, and I think I'll up arrow. I think that's quicker to get
copy.
There.
Listen to selected outgoing message. Listen to selected incoming announcement. Delete selected MIDI file. Delete selected notes. Delete selected photo file. Import photo. Create notes for selected call. Import photo. Sound or notes. ... Create notes for selected caller. Voicemail and other recordings. ...
Oh.
But that's not actually the one we want.
Standard recordings. ...
S.
Recordings for a selected caller. ...
R.
That is the one we want. Recordings for a selected caller. So I'm going to press enter.
Dialogue. Phone number for recording edit. 27226-6736.
That's fine because that's the one that we want. I'll push tab.
Record incoming voice announcement button.
The incoming voice announcement is the one that you will hear when the person phones. So that's what I want to do.
Dialogue.
I'll push the spacebar on that button.
Record button.
So now I'm going to press the record button. And I'm actually just going to turn the speech synthesizer off the mixer, otherwise it will interfere. And I'm just going to record my message and then hit the spacebar as soon as I've finished. Here we go. Jonathan's mobile. We've done that. And now I can tab
done button.
To the done button and press the spacebar.
Record incoming voice announcement button.
Now we tab to
play incoming voice announcement button.
And play it. Jonathan's mobile. There we go, Jonathan's mobile. There's a funny thing in the Audigy sound driver that makes that noise at the end sometimes, but there it is, Jonathan's mobile. And that's all done, so we'll keep going.
Delete incoming voice announcement button. Type incoming text announcement button.
So you can also type a text announcement that Microsoft Agent will say.
Play incoming text announcement button. Delete incoming text announcement button.
There's a misspelling of announcement there.
Record outgoing message button.
Now, if we record an outgoing message, this will actually be played to the caller. So you have a default voicemail message that says, you know, hi, I'm not here, leave a message type thing. But if you want to, you can record a message that says something like, hi, Mum, I'm not here, I've gone to a friend's place, hope you're well, love you, bye. Isn't that groovy? So you can record one here, which is caller-specific, an answer-phone caller-specific message.
Play outgoing message button.
You can play that one here.
Delete outgoing message button. Standard recordings button.
And then we can get into standard recordings, which we'll show you shortly.
Voicemail recordings button.
And voicemail recordings.
Close button.
And now we can close it.
Dialogue.
So, what is the upshot of all this? I hear you cry. Well, let's just try. We'll redial on the cell phone now, and any second now, hopefully we'll go, there we go.
Dialogue.
Jonathan's mobile. And there we go. It's telling me that it's Jonathan's mobile. I'll just stop that from going any further, so that I don't get billed for the call. There we go. Oop. There we go. Takes a while sometimes. So it now says Jonathan's mobile
dialogue
instead of the number. Now, that screen has vanished. So I'm going to call back and just quickly take you through the screen that you get when a call comes up. We'll just make it ring and then we'll get off.
Dialogue.
Jonathan's mobile.
Close
okay,
button.
Now if I tab.
Use speakerphone button. Send to voicemail button. Block this call button. Hang up button. Record this call button. Close button.
All right, so those are the options
dialogue
that you've got. You can record the call, send it to voicemail, use the speakerphone, all sorts of options there that you just have access to. As soon as a call comes in, that screen will pop up and you can specify, as you saw in the configuration options that we showed you earlier, how many seconds it will stay on the screen for. Well, now let's take a look at what it's like from a caller's point of view when they get a talking caller ID service. I am over by a speakerphone now that is also connected to our home line inside, as well as a studio out here. So I'm going to choose our home line now. It's a multi-line phone. And we've got a message waiting. We'll just go dialing into the out-of-sight number. I've disabled the talking caller ID from the mixer so you can hear it from a caller's point of view. And we should be getting the message now.
Thank you for calling Out of Sight Limited. No one's available to answer your call in person at present, but if you'd like to leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Now we have a menu.
To leave a message, press 1. To end this call, press hash.
But there are actually other options. If I press 2, for instance.
To end this call, press hash.
We'll push 2 again.
You called from phone number 6348812.
And there are some other features you can include in the menu as well, such as a paging facility where you can allow people to page you, a bit like the old SysOp chat days in the bulletin board era, and you get a little dialogue popping up on your screen telling you who's paging you, and it will also speak that information to you as well. And you can choose to answer the call or not answer the call, as the case may be. So it's quite fully featured. What I'm going to do now is actually ring up and leave a voicemail message. I'm by the mixer again now, so you can probably hear this very faintly.
Dial.
Home.
3-4.
Home is calling, and we'll just leave a message and see what happens.
Dialogue. Number rings.
We'll just shush that.
To leave a message, press 1. To end this call, press hash.
We'll press 1.
Record your message after the tone. When you're finished, press 1.
Okay, I'm
dialogue
picking up the phone and
stop
leaving a message,
button.
And as you can hear on the main menu demonstration, it's just popped up and said stop recording, which indicates that a voicemail message is in the process of being recorded. I shall now push 1.
Dialogue.
And it said goodbye.
Email messages to be sent list box. Email status talking caller ID. Dialogue. Retrieve voicemail button.
Now, all sorts of things happened there. You got a message saying that new voicemail has arrived and is waiting, so that if you're here, you are able to connect that voicemail yourself and play it. And it does sound reasonably nice. I think they're recording it as an 8K WAV file, which is perfectly fine for telephone quality stuff. I imagine it's also being sent by email anytime. We can also look at it locally here because we're here.
Close button tab. Recorded calls list box. 2000 and 2008 14 11 13 348 8 1 2000 and 2008 14 14 52 348 8 1 2 6 .warg.
And that's the one we want to look at, so we'll
play next button.
Tab
play button
to play and push the space bar, and voila.
Okay, I'm picking up the phone and leaving a message, and as you can hear on the main menu demonstration, it's just popped up and said stop pre-recording, which indicates that a voicemail message is in the process of being recorded. I shall now push.
And it cut off a bit prematurely, but there we go. So now we can delete that.
Play all button, stop button, save button. Up down, save, stop, play all button, play button, play next.
There
recorded
is a delete button somewhere
box,
here.
Tab, close button, delete button.
There we go.
2000 and 2008 14 11 13 348 8 1 2 6 .warg. Delete button. Close button. Dialogue.
And then we can hit the close button, and we are out of the dialogue. So that's how it works. I presume that because I've deleted it, it may not send the voicemail now, but you can certainly gear up the voicemail to send by email. So that's how it works. Now let's just test what happens if we record a specific message. So now we are on
3348 8126.
That's it. That's the number I was calling from just before. So we'll go into the edit menu.
Import photo.
Oh.
Voicemail and other
PC. Going up.
Recording for a selected caller.
That's it. Now, we already have one.
Record play.
For incoming.
Delete incoming. Play incoming.
And it says home. Home. Very good.
Delete.
Now we'll keep going.
Type incoming text announcement. Play incoming text. Delete incoming. Record outgoing message button.
We can record an outgoing message here. So we'll do that.
Dial play button. Record.
And it's over the record button now, so I'll just get close to the mic and say, hi, I'm a bit busy at the moment, but I am in the studio. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. I could be on the phone or recording main menu or something. Thanks. Love you. Bye. Okay.
Play button.
Now, we'll just
done button.
Go to the record. Done button and get out of there. And now, if I bring the microphone over to the... I'll turn this off at the mixer as well. We'll bring this over to the speakerphone again and dial the number. And we'll, with a bit of luck, we should hear the customized message that I just recorded, because it's identifying that I'm calling from the home line. And here we go, hopefully.
Hi, I'm a bit busy at the moment, but I am in the studio. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. I could be on the phone or recording main menu or something. Thanks, love you, bye. To leave a message, press 1.
And there we go with the standard voicemail message. So that's how it works. It's as simple as that. Now, there are a lot of customizable messages that you can record, and we'll have a look at some of those. I've replaced all of them myself. You may want to do this through the menus, but you can also go into the Talking Caller ID directory or folder, which is in the /program/talking caller ID folder, and you'll just find WAV files. It is important if you do it that way and you're using a program like SoundForge, or I suppose even potentially Sound Recorder, come to think of it, that you record at 8 kHz and in mono. But if you do that, you shouldn't have any problem. You could also use a sound editor to beef them up a bit, put a bit of graphic equalizer, dynamic compression. All of those things would probably just add to the volume and make them sound a bit more professional. Let's go to the edit menu now, where we can find some good options. I'm just up arrowing quickly.
Recordings for a selected caller. Standard recordings.
We can go into the standard recording option here.
Dialogue.
And look at what we've got.
Record incoming private call button.
So you can record that message, and then if you tab...
Play incoming private call button.
So that allows you to hear what you've got at the moment, which in my case is... private name and number. Now, if we keep going...
Delete incoming private call button. Record incoming unavailable call button. Play incoming unavailable call button.
So I just hit the space bar to play it. Unavailable.
Delete incoming unavailable call button. Record incoming blocked call button. Play incoming blocked call button.
Blocked call.
Delete incoming, record incoming no set information button. Play incoming no set information button.
No caller ID information received.
Delete incoming notes. Record incoming call button. Play incoming call button.
We don't have it set to say this, but if you want to, it can say...
Incoming call.
Okay.
Delete ink. Record long distance button. Play long distance button.
And now I have just stopped it from saying...
Long distance.
But it can.
Delete long... Record area code button. Play area code button.
And it is still actually saying...
Area code.
Which I'd like to stop.
Area code.
Alright.
Delete it. Record new voicemail button. Play new voicemail button.
New voicemail has just arrived.
Now remember, you don't have to do this. It all comes pre-recorded with voices if you don't want to do this yourself.
Delete new... Record voicemail waiting button. Play voicemail waiting button.
Voicemail is waiting.
Delete voicemail... Record voicemail retrieve button. Play voicemail retrieve button.
Voicemail has been retrieved.
Delete voice... Record your are being paged button. Play your are being paged button.
And so you can go on, and there's all sorts of things that you can customize. We will keep going.
You're being paged by...
And then it will speak the phone number or the message that you've recorded that's associated with the phone number.
Delete, record off hook button, play off hook button.
This is a little sound effect that they provide for when the phone's off the hook. Lovely, isn't it?
Delete off hook button, record on hook button, play on hook button.
And of course, what's the reverse of being off the hook? Oh, not quite the reverse, is it?
Delete on hook button, record answer button, play answer button.
There we go.
Delete and record default message button. Play default message button.
And this is the default message. This is the message that people will get if you've set no outgoing message up for that caller.
Thank you for calling Out of Sight Limited. No one's available to answer your call in person at present, but if you'd like to leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
And now we keep going.
Record outgoing private call button. Play outgoing private call button.
Your caller display information is blocked, and as you know our number, we want to know yours. Therefore, please hang up and dial 0196 before calling the number again.
That was one I definitely had to redo because the numbers are different in the United States.
Record outgoing unavailable. Play outgoing unavailable call button. Record outgoing blocked call button. Play outgoing blocked call button.
This call has been blocked. Don't call again. Goodbye.
Okay, that's an example of what you get with the actual program. I didn't bother redoing that one.
This call has been blocked. Don't call again. Goodbye.
Oh, man, the story of my life. Don't call again. Goodbye. You're the weakest link. Goodbye.
Record voice instructions button. Play voice instructions button.
This is the one that says...
To leave a message, press 1. To end this call, press hash.
Record play record instructions button.
And here we have...
Record your message after the tone. When you've finished, press 1.
Record paging in progress button. Play paging in progress button.
This is when, if you allow the paging option, the caller will hear...
Paging in progress. Please wait. To give them more time to answer the phone, press 3 again.
I've used generally most of the scripts that are in the manual, so you can go through and read the scripts, but also you can simply load these files into the sound editor of your choice and copy the words, or you can actually just play them and then record them all from within Talking Caller ID.
Record you called from button. Play you called from button.
You called from phone number.
Record no caller ID info button. Play no caller ID info button.
Your caller ID information is unavailable.
Record goodbye message. Play goodbye message button.
When someone hangs up,
goodbye.
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 Yep, goodbye.
Voicemail and other recordings button.
Now we can go into voicemail and other recordings.
Dialogue. Record beep for voicemail start button. Play beep for voicemail start button.
I'd like to actually change this beep. At the moment, it's... I'd like to set a nice 1000 hertz tone. But there you go, currently it's...
Record password for voicemail button. Play password for voicemail button.
This is...
Please enter your password.
Yep.
Record, play save slash erase for voicemail button.
End of message. To erase, press 7. To save, press 9.
Okay.
Record end of messages button. Play end of message.
End of messages.
Record answered by voicemail button. Play answered.
Answered by voicemail.
Record program startup greeting button. Play program startup greeting button.
This is...
Welcome to Talking Caller ID.
Which I currently have switched off.
Play program exit greeting button.
And one I do have enabled is...
Leaving Talking Caller ID.
Play one button.
Now, these are all the numbers.
0.
It's not speaking this correctly for some reason.
Record one button. Play two button.
1.
It's it's one behind.
Record
one
two
ahead,
button.
Actually.
Play two button.
2.
Oh, No, that's interesting.
Play 2 button. Record 2, play 2 button.
Yes, I'm not sure whether that's a screen reader issue or whether they've been mislabeled. But for the first couple, they're behind, but then they catch up because there were two record 2s and two play 2s, if you get what I mean.
2,
replay,
3,
replay,
4,
replay,
5,
replay,
6,
replay,
7, etc.
Replay not recording for a specific caller button, close button.
And then we get into the recording for a specific caller. So it's really good that you can customize this. You can have quite a respectable sounding little system that you've built yourself and really reflects your personality. As long as the poignant information is there, you can, of course, customize this information to suit your own situation and your own personality. There are lots of other things in here too, including databases where you can search for people that you've entered and then dial them. You can add people to a blocked names database and a whole lot of other things as well. But that is an overview of the Talking Caller ID program. A reminder that it's available on the web at www.talkingcallerid.com. $39 is the purchase price for the latest version. If you want to receive lifetime upgrades for free, it's $69. I think this is a fantastically fun program, as well as being practical, and the fact that the author has introduced vision-impaired specific options is a credit to him, and it's great when you see some of these smaller shareware operations doing this, and you have to wonder why we battle with some of the big corporates who release, say, version 3.0 of their software. So I highly recommend this program. Do make sure that you download the trial and check. If you're not sure whether your modem is caller ID capable, you can check all those things out. Generally, you'll find that because of the TAPI standard, you can download it, and if it's going to work, it works the first time. You don't really need to do a lot of configuring, as long as you check your configuration settings in F7 that it's found the right modem, which it usually does. If it's going to work, it will work. You do, of course, need the caller display or caller ID service from your telephone company enabled on your line. And because we have an international audience, I do feel I should mention that from what I can gather, the caller ID standard varies a bit from country to country. I had an amazing experience last week where I went onto a New Zealand website and found a modem by a local manufacturer, and it clearly said on the blurb about this modem, and it was reasonably cheap too, that it supported caller ID. So I ordered it, and a couple of days later it arrived, connected it, only to find that it didn't work. When I rang the manufacturer, they said, oh, that feature only works in Australia, which is interesting. Then I found out that it appears that New Zealand uses the US caller ID standard, so I was able to pick up a US robotics message modem, and it worked right out of the box. Just plug the thing in to the serial port, this one's external, and it worked. So do be careful if you're going to go out and buy a caller ID capable modem and you're in a country other than the US, that the modem you're buying works in your country. You may need to contact your telecommunications provider. So that's Talking Caller ID. Great program. A couple of issues with screen readers, so I'd give it a 9 out of 10. But you can download the program from www.talkingcalleride.com.